Now, I've got a stat for you. You're normally stat man. I'm going to be stat woman today.
Do I need to sing that now, do I? No, stat woman. There we go.
Thank you.
That's my effort.
Thank you very much. I'll take it.
Thank you.
I will take it. Now, have a listen to this. 31% of men break up with their partners for this reason, whereas only 12% of women do. For the same reason, 31% of men dump their partners, only 12% of women.
Can we eliminate the bathroom, like the toilet seat issue?
Yes, we can. I'll allow you to do that. Don't eliminate too much because I want the Zinc family to guess this.
Okay.
Yeah. See what I did? Yes.
Oh, look, my guesses are always going to be wrong anyway. The Zinc family's smarter than me.
Come on, have one. But, I mean, I'll have to come up with another one if you get this straight away. Well, you've said the toilet seat.
What
it's
about
not that.
Parking? Having it, like I have a go at you about parking?
No, it's nothing to do with parking.
All right.
Incorrect, my friend.
Okay, so look, Zinc family, if you want a Gympie RSL voucher and look fantastic that you're going to, head along there and enjoy the new atrium area.
It's stunning. The Gympie RSL, if you haven't been in and seen the renovations that they've done, the upgrades, do yourselves a favour. In the words of Molly Meldrum, get in there. It's stunning. As you said, it's beautiful.
All right, Zinc family, the stat again.
31% of men dump their partners for this reason, whereas 12% of women do.
Have you got an answer for us, Don?
Finances.
Oh, finances. Anything specifically about the finances? Just what, overspending?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Don, that is incorrect.
I want to know,
but
mate.
But very good guess.
I want to know at your place, Don, who controls the finances? Do you have a shared bank account or is it,
Yes. What's the use of getting married if you can't share finances? And even these women now that don't want to change their names to their husbands. And they,
oh, okay.
You're not happy with that?
Why? No, it's absolutely rubbish.
What about if your husband's got a surname that's like, I don't know, really rude or something?
Well, why did you start going with him in the first place?
Well, because you love him.
Exactly.
You don't go with someone necessarily for their surname.
So what if their name is Kerfunkel?
It's like a car, mate. You try it before you buy it.
Come on, Mick. What do you got?
Yeah, I'd have to say it'd be farting in bed, wouldn't it?
Is that
it? A bloke lets one rip every now and then, but the lady just shouldn't do such thing.
Well,
I reckon there'll be plenty of husbands listening right now going, rubbish.
Doesn't it mean it moves your relationship to the next level if you can do that comfortably?
Well, yeah, let's snuggle closer, eh?
Well, that's another conversation in itself. That's exactly right. Unfortunately, it is not the right answer.
All right.
Okie dokie.
No, thanks for calling.
Good on you. I've got to give away this voucher. Come on, the next person who gets it right. We'll win it. Come on, 1-300-891-929.
Of course they will.
Come on.
The first person that gets it right. Here we go.
What about Dave? Well, Dave
Come
answer
on,
the
Dave.
Question right.
Dave.
How you going?
We're good, thank you. Now, it's not farting in bed. It's nothing to do with the toilet seat. It's nothing to do with finances. We need this solved.
I reckon work commitments. You know, like, as you go through life, your work commitments change and sometimes you end up working away or something.
Yeah, that is
a
really
strain on things.
Yeah,
it's a deep answer.
It is a deep answer. Have you had that happen to you?
Yeah.
No, it's actually not the answer.
Heidi's on the phone.
Good morning, lovely. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are wonderful, thank you. Do you know the answer to this stat? 31% of men break up with their partners for this reason, whereas 12% of women do.
I don't know. I hope so.
Okay.
I think it's weight gain.
You are 100% correct.
Good on you, girl. How'd you know that, Heidi? Has it happened to you?
No, it hasn't.
Girlfriends.
No, it hasn't.
It's unfair, though, isn't it? Because
it is. Yeah. Bad but true.
I wonder why.
Have you experienced that or know anyone that this has happened to?
No, I don't. And no, I haven't. But I just thought that's what it might be.
Yeah,
yes, you are correct.
Woke men need to realise you've got to get beyond the physical and it's all about who they are as a person. You get to know them. I mean, I feel like I'm preaching here, but that's never been an issue for me.
It's just interesting though, isn't it? Because that's a bit of a difference, like 31% and 12% of women. So I don't know, what does that say? I mean, are we going back to sort of cave instincts? Well, there's that. Yeah, that could be the reason. I definitely wouldn't say all, though.
Yes.
And obvious.
No, not all.
No, that's it. That's exactly right.
Heidi, enjoy the RSL voucher. You'll go and have fun there, okay?
Thanks, Heidi.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, she woke me up to that. That's never been about the physical for me. It's been
different strokes, different folks. I've got a school friend, a very close school friend, and he is a big guy. Like, he would be up around the 180, 190 kilos. Gee. So he's carrying some. And I tried to set him up with another friend that I knew from a totally different circle, and she was carrying a bit of weight, but nowhere near as much as he is, and he wasn't interested. And I know it was because he basically didn't want to date someone that was overweight. And I was like,
what?
Are you serious? I was doing the whole, you cannot be serious, doing the John McEnroe. I was like, what are you on?
He should have got to know who she is. I mean, go out on a couple of dates and you find the person within, and that could have been beautiful.
You know what, though? Maybe this stat, it does reaffirm the whole dad bod thing. Because weren't you saying the other day that there's a lot of women or something that are apparently more into the dad bod than into the fit?
Well, they're saying that those who, work on, the muscles and curves and that, they're too into themselves. So they're, sure, they look after themselves and that's excellent, but the guy with the dad bod, he cares more about other things and he's got more time to spend with the partner rather than at the gym 24/7.
Look, I mean, this is all very big generalisations, isn't it? Because there'd be plenty of fit dads out there listening right now going, are you right? You're calling me myself.
Those fit blokes sit in front of their mirror and pose way too often. They do. I've seen them.
There's some that do, but not everyone that's putting their hand up and saying, hey, I'd like a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, healthy
is selfish and into themselves.
And work it on muscles is two different things. Anyway, that's a debate for another day.
That's all right.
Thank you, Heidi, and thank you, Zinc Family, for weighing in on that. We'll do Stat Lady next week.